Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Me'ilah, and we are up to parak Bey's Mishnah Tes. So says the Mishnah, HaKometz, the Kometz that you take from a Karban Mincha, VaHaLavona, and the Lavona that is also brought together with the Karban Mincha, a certain type of spice that's put on most of the time in a Karban Mincha, VaKetores, and the Ketores that they bring on the Mizbeach, HaPnimiyu, Minchas Kohanim, and the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohanim that are burnt on the Mizbeach, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, and the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, that's the minchas chavit, and the minchas kohen mashiach of the Kohen Gadol, minchas nesachim, and the mincha that's brought as nesachim, together with a regular zevach, molin behen misha hukdashu, they become subject to me'ila from the time that you are makdish them. Kitchu b'kli, when you then are makdish them further in a kli shareis, hukshu li pasul b'tevulyom b'chusu b'kipurim. They can now become pasul from a tevulyom or a b'chusu kipurim ubulina, or by staying overnight after the time they should have been burnt, and you could also become chayiv for leaving it over and for a tamei person not touching it by being metameit. But there is no issue of pigle by it, because pigle is only when there is a matir, but these things don't have a matir. So pigle only works when there's something that's a matir. Zaklal, kol sheish matir, anything, any type of carbon that has a matir, ein chayav lovim shum pigle noser v'tameh. You're not going to be chayav for pigle noser v'tameh, atche yikruv matirov, until all of the matirim were brought on the mizbeach, v'kol she'ein l'matirin, and anything that doesn't have any matir, like the things we just mentioned, kivet shekidish b'kli, as soon as you're makadish in the kli shareis, chayev nolav mishum noser, mishum tamei, upigol einbo, that's when it's subject to noser and tamei, but it's not subject to pigol at all. Moving on to Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, vlad chatas, the offspring, the child of a korban chatas, utmuras chatas, or an animal that you do a tamura with a korban chatas, with you switch it, exchange it for a korban chatas, v'chatas shemesu ba'aleha, or a korban chatas that was designated as a korban chatas by, let's say, Reuven, who did an avera, and then he died before he ever got to bring the animals as a korban chatas, yamusu, they all just leave to die. You have to leave them to die. These are chatos hamesos. There are chamesh chatos hamesos. These are three of the chamesh chatos hamesos. Shav Rashnas, a chatos who's aged out, it's past a year old, and therefore can no longer be a chatos for shav devashim tzis balas mum, or a chatos that got lost and you later found it and had a mum on it. So and in the meantime you set aside another animal to be used as a korban chatos imishikipra bailim. If you already had your kapara with the new korban chatos that you designated tamus, so then the original one is also chatos amesa ve'ena osa tamura, and it does not have the capacity to affect tamura onto another animal velonen and velomolin, and you're not allowed to get hana from it. But it's also not subject to meila if you do get hana from it v'im achelo kipra bailim. But if you found it before you ever got kapara with the new one, then it's not mesa, you just leave it to graze until it develops a mum, v'timacher, and you sell it, v'yavi b'damei acheres, and use the money to buy another one, v'yosu tamura, and it can make a tamura, u'mo'alimba, and it is subject to me'ila. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the second parak, we said that a kometz, a levona, the Ketores, the Milchus Kohanim, the Milchus Kohen Mashiach, the Milchus Nesachim, as soon as you're makdish them, they're subject to Me'ila. When you're makdish them in a Kli Shareis, they can now become ruined by a Tvil Yom or a Mechus Kippurim or by Lina, and you're Chayiv Mishum Nosar and Tamei, but you're not Chayiv Mishum Pigol because there is no Matir. So anything that has a Matir, you're only going to be Chayiv Mishum Pigol Nosar and Tamei when you're Makriv the Matirim. Anything that doesn't have a Matir, as soon as you're Makadish B'Kli, it's subject to Noser and Tameh, and is never subject to Pigle. And then in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that the Chatos HaMesos, a Vlad Chatos, a Tamuris Chatos, and a Chatos HaMesu Bala are Chatos HaMesos, and if a Chatos aged out, or was lost, and when you found it, it became a Balmum, and in the meantime, you were makriv another carbon chatos, so those are chatos hamesos as well, and the original one cannot affect tamura. You're not allowed to get hana'a from it, but it's also not subject to me'ila. If you found the original one without having already gotten kapara from the replacement, then you leave it to graze until it develops a mum, you sell it and use the money to buy another one, and it can make tamura, and it is subject to me'ila. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis.